Hello, hello, Malcolm here. Thanks for joining me today. It's my weekly podcast, Saturday the 14th of September 2019, as I'm sitting here recording this. And it's just a summary of my week's postings and a few other bits and pieces. It's my podcast version of my weekly newsletter. And if you'd like the weekly newsletter, head over to malcolmcox.org, sign up there. You'll get the weekly newsletter with the links to all the other posts I've been putting up this week and a few other bits and pieces. So what's been going on this week? Well, today's podcast is entitled Digging Deeper. Digging Deeper. Now, on the newsletter and on the website, you'll see a photograph of a hole in the ground that I've been digging. What's all that about? Well, we like to encourage the wildlife in our garden. We've got bird boxes, bat boxes up on the trees and poles. We've got plants selected by my gardening wife, selected for their benefits to butterflies and bees. We've got all kinds of different nuts and fat balls displayed for our feathered friends to enjoy. The birds flock into the garden. All kinds of wildlife comes in, but something's been missing. What's next, you might ask? Well, what's next is the need to dig deeper. You see, all of our current wildlife offerings are basically above ground, but Penny wants a wildlife pond. Why? Well, so that we can get newts and frogs in there, and frogs eat the slugs, which is a really good thing if you're a gardener. So that's one thing to do, one way of dealing with the slugs. But other insects will come. It'll be a place for a hedgehog to take a drink if it wants to. A place for damselflies and dragonflies and much more that would be attracted into our garden if we had a wildlife pond. So, what do we need to do? We need to dig and dig down deep. I spent all Saturday afternoon last week and all Wednesday afternoon this week digging. Now, Saturday was about removing the turf. Wednesday, it was about beginning the serious digging. I'm glad I was able to borrow a nice hefty pick from Danny Makinson. I needed that along with the spade and the fork and a few other implements. And the photograph again on the newsletter and on the website will show you what I've achieved. Well, what I achieved partway through the afternoon and where I got to at the end of the day. I started about 12 noon and I finished at 6 p.m., and I took 3 20-minute breaks. So I dug for 5 hours, which did seem like a very long time at the time and still feels like it. And if you look at the photograph, you'll see that it doesn't look like I did very much. In fact, I posted a picture on Facebook of one of my friends, or supposed friends, Bill. Thanks, Bill. Said, didn't look like I'd been up to much. 5 hours of my sweat and labor went into that hole. Anyway, even though it doesn't look too impressive, my elbows, my knees, my lower back, my shoulders, and basically everything else in my body aches and tells me that I did spend 5 hours digging, even though my eyes tell me that it's not very impressive. That's the problem with digging. You don't get the visible results that the physical effort merits. And isn't that a bit like the spiritual life? We expend significant time and energy and emotional investment digging and digging and digging into God's word, into prayer, into many spiritual disciplines, hoping for massive, impressive, visible breakthroughs. But aren't we forgetting that God works patiently and with his appropriate timing to develop us step by step, more and more into the likeness of his son? It doesn't come overnight. So as I continue to dig this Saturday, the day of recording, and probably for several Saturdays hence, I need to remind myself of the vision. And the vision is a completed wildlife pond teeming with that wildlife. Now that vision will keep me digging even when I don't see significant visible results. Similarly, surely, if I keep my eyes on Jesus, I will not get discouraged or disheartened when the transformation into his likeness takes longer than I would like. And thus I offer my recordings this week, my blog posts and all that, in the hope that they will keep you focused on Jesus and motivated in digging deeper in your spiritual life. Right, a few other things to mention. Prayer requests. Oh yes, prayer requests, here's one. In 2003, now 16 years ago, my goodness, 2003, I took my first personal spiritual retreat, and more on that in this coming week's Quiet Time Coaching podcast. So that'll come out next Thursday. So more on that than the details of what happened in 2003. That 3-day time away with God, it totally changed my life, the whole trajectory of my life. But again, I'll talk more about that this coming Thursday. But since that first one, I've taken a few more personal spiritual retreats, and I've contemplated leading a group retreat. And I've talked about it with friends before, and people have said it's a good idea, but for some reason it didn't seem like it was the right time. But I think the time has come. There's prompting in me, the feeling in me. There's something. I've been reading a book. I just think it's the right time to now plan it. So in the first part of next year, 2020, I'm planning to offer a spiritual retreat for a small group of people. I don't know the size yet, but I would say maybe up to 12 people or something like that. So I'm investigating venues. I've found a few that look interesting somewhere off the beaten track, and I'm beginning to plan the schedule. I'm thinking about, I was originally thinking just Friday night and Saturday, but now I'm thinking perhaps Friday night, Saturday, Saturday night into Sunday morning, just to give us a bit more space to be away with God personally, individually, and collectively. So I'd ask for prayers just for the success of this venture, to see if it's for me to discern if it's in line with the Spirit's will for my life, if it's actually going to be valuable for people who might come. But if you'd be interested in helping me with this, helping me plan it, helping me prepare it in any way, and if you'd like to attend even, if you think it sounds interesting, then please drop me a line. Either call me or email me. The email is malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Well, thanks very much for your help with that. Thanks for praying. What is on my website this week? What are the new posts? Let me tell you. So, Quiet Time Coaching. This week is called Why You Need Friends That Make You Pray. And I offer you the fruits of a prayer time that came after a breakfast with some friends a few days before that. So that's on Quiet Time Coaching. For the Tuesday Teaching Tips, episode 173, it's Illustrate from Experience, or actually I should perhaps have said Illustrate from Expertise. Might have been a better title, but let's change it now. But that's based on something that happened in our allotment service at the Watford Church of Christ last Sunday, where Joe Cronje was speaking and used some of his expertise as a horticulturalist very helpfully to illustrate a spiritual point. And I think that helps us to understand the value of illustrating our talks by using areas of our own expertise. Anyway, that's what that podcast and video is about. The Sunday sample for Corporate Worship Matters. What number is this? Oh, yes, it's number 100. And the title is When to Lose the Leader. When to Lose the Leader. And you'll see what that's about if you listen to or watch that one on the YouTube channel or the podcast. But that's about leading songs without, well, leading them in a way. So I'll leave that there and it can be mysterious for you. Watford update. What's going on in the Watford Church of Christ? Well, this coming Sunday, the 15th of September, we're at Lawrence Haynes School, and we have the privilege of a visiting speaker. Paul Rowden and his wife Jemima will be visiting us. Paul will be preaching for us and then giving a presentation on the ICCM finances, and we'll have our annual church meeting with him and Bronwyn, our treasurer locally. That follows the service, which will be just a short one, an hour long. So 10:30 to 11:30 church service, and then annual church meeting for about an hour after that. And in Thames Valley, yes, well, if you have a chance, pop over to my YouTube channel and watch the special slideshow put together by Miko, which was a tribute to the work of God, what God has been doing, and giving him glory for his activities whilst we've been at the lower early venue this last 12 or 13 years. It was time to say goodbye to that venue, which we did this last Sunday, and it's good to honour all that God has done. The last thing on the newsletter is about the Spiritual Disciplines Retreat, but I've already mentioned that, so I won't cover that again now. But let me say that that encourage us all to be digging deeper. I hope my posts help us to do that. If you've got any suggestions about topics to be covered biblically, about worship, about our times of quiet with God, or if you've got any thoughts about teaching days or spiritual retreats, I would really value your feedback and input. So please do drop me a line. And until the next time, I hope you have a marvelous weekend. I look forward to catching up with you soon next week. Take care and God bless.